Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10. This is letter number 3039. Baruch Hashem, the 20th of Marcheshvan, Toshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Vosik V'chosin Moreinu. This is Aleph Shekalovsky. Now, he was sort of the gabbai, I believe, of the shul, of the Chabad shul in Petach Tikva. And he wrote to the Rebbe a report. The Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, that as it is with pleasure, with joy that I received your letter dated Sunday of the portion of Ayeda, in which you write about the details, about the situation in the Beis Knesset Chabad, in the Chabad Shul in Petach Tikva. And although in several details you still require some fixing, as you write, but we know the promise of the Blessed Hashem. You open for me like the point of a needle, and I will open for you as the entrance to the Ulam. The Rebbe quotes constantly this saying of our sages. So while there are things that need correction, but when you start and you do a little bit and from your part, then Hashem will open it up and send all of His blessing. And when the gabbai and the purple and the congregants will, from their part, make an effort in this, so the Blessed Hashem will certainly give success. Especially, the Rebbe says, about every Jewish person, it is said, this is a pasuk in the Iyov. And the pasuk says that in Iyov Lamed Aleph Beis, talks about the soul. It says it's a chelik elaka milmal, that the soul that you have in yourself is a part of Hashem above. It's a piece of Hashem, basically, that comes down into you. The Alter Rebbe, when he quotes this verse of Iyov, he adds the words, he says, mamash, actually, so to emphasize that this needs to actually come down into practical, which means that soul needs to, that you have, is not a sufficient that it should be in your thought and speech, but rather in action, that in your daily life, in all the matters about which you write in the Rashi Tevis, not sure what the Rebbe is referring to, not having seen the letter. The Rebbe says about which you write in Rashi Tevis. That means usually an abbreviation. Not sure about the abbreviation, what he wrote. So the Rebbe says, it says in Sefarim, and the Alter Rebbe also placed it in the Siddur, that what is the introduction to prayer is va'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, love thy fellow as yourself. Well, before we start prayer, we express the mitzvah from the pasuk, love thy fellow as thyself. And when the gabbai looks on the congregants with this hakdama, this introduction, love thy fellow as thyself, and the congregants look on the gabbai based on that introduction, love thy fellow, so that is a certain way to achieve Borcheinu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, bless us our Father because we are one. The Rebbe, apparently, some of the things that he was writing, I'm just trying to deduce it from the Rebbe's encouragement here, that maybe there was some strife or some disagreement between the gabbai and the congregants, and the Rebbe is basically saying, if you want to be Borcheinu Avinu, bless us our Father, it's because Kulanu Ke'echad, we're all at once, so you look with them, with Avos Yisroel, they look at you also, and as it is also hinted in the Tanya in chapter 32, that it should be, as the Pasuk says, over there, Be'oir Ponecho, in the light of your face, in the after basically meaning the shining of the countenance. And the Rebbe basically is trying to tell him there should be a smiling, and the intent here is that we should be with shining faces to one another. Because when we reach out to somebody else, the other person's heart is like the face you show to the water. You get the heart of man as to man, which basically in the pasuk, "Kimayim aponim l'ponim, kim lev ha'odom la'odom." Reach out to them, show them a smiling face, and then you will certainly get back a smiling face. And that's how to get the blessings of Hashem, and that's what we start in the davening. All has to do with the Avos Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, at least I want to add as a note about the matters of the Shul of Chabad. I had requested that they should give you as a gift from the publication house of Chabad several books of Chassidus and Tehillim, which have been printed, and they're called Oyel Yosef Yitzchak, on the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And as we're approaching the new month, the month of redemption that is coming upon us and upon all Yidden for good and blessing, as a gabai, as a the one who is the shul, runs the shul, please give over to all the congregants and their families and to all of them, that it should be like this is the chapter of Tehillim that the Alter Rebbe read when he was freed in Yutes Kislev, that it should be Podo B'Sholoim Nafshi. Hashem redeemed my soul with peace, which means, as the reason brought down, Ki Berabim Hoyu Imodi, because there were many that were actually trying to hurt David. There was many. And so he says those rabbim, at the end it came through peace. In a peaceful way, David HaMelech said, Hashem redeemed him soul. That these rabbim, those many that opposed him, they actually changed and they were praying for David. And so the Rebbe says, look, even if externally there is disagreement, there is fighting on the externally, but the truth of the matter is that Hoyu Imodi, we're all together. Berabim Hoyu Imodi, we're all together. As hinted in Yerushalmi Soita Perikal of Ches, we're all really whole. We have one opinion for one Torah, for one Hashem, as explained in Chassidus in many, many places. So basically the Rebbe says, you know, be peaceful with each other, and if you reach out to them with a smiling countenance, they will respond in kind. And this is the introduction to the davening, v'haftu l'reicha kamoicha. And the Rebbe says, you try a little bit, Hashem will open up and will out. So you try, make an effort to bring together. And again, I'm deducing that there must have been some strife over there in the shul, and the Rebbe suggests that they should improve on that. And the Rebbe says that he'll send them some books, some tilims. And the Rebbe says, at the end of the day, we're all in it together, and we're all wholesome. Rabbi Mohyu Modi, which means one Hashem, one Torah, as explained in Chassidus. All right. Well,